and KVUE's WeatherTap.com radar shows some very light returns right now, possibly some sprinkles taking place across Lyon County and specifically counties to our west. There's also a line of some more established showers, which could bring us a little bit of accumulation here later if this holds up, but not much in the way of additional accumulation expected here today. 53 for the high after getting to the mid and upper 80s yesterday. And it'll be cold tonight with clear skies, low of 31 degrees here, possibly colder in some outlying areas. So freeze warnings are up for Lyon, Chase, Morris, and Wabunsee counties from 1 until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures do rebound a bit tomorrow. It will be a nice day with a high of 63 degrees. And then for Friday, looking for sunny skies and a high of 68.
All right, thanks, Chuck. We did hit 87. 87 yesterday with a peak wind gust of 56, and we had pretty steady gusting of 50 miles per hour plus throughout the entire day, and the winds are still howling, gusting to about 30 here this morning. So that's why, you know, we're talking about wind chills in the low to mid 30s here this morning after turning the AC on yesterday. Right now it is cloudy and 43 here at KVOE, live and local. Headlines this morning, a service of Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. Hey, if the winter's taking a toll on your driveway, if you're ready to improve your curb appeal, call Brady Parks Rock and Dirt at 343-5050. Brady Parks for all of your gravel, decorative rock, and dirt hauling needs. Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. Good morning, it's 741. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. Speaking of mortgage, Chief Mortgage Lender, Manhattan, ESB Financial, Laurie Shope is with us this morning. Always a pleasure to have Laurie on. Hello there, my friend.
Ron, it's so much fun to get to visit with you this morning.
Always great to have you on. So how have you been?
I'm doing great, and you know why I'm calling in today is because in 9 days, I'm retiring.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, so, congratulations to you, Laurie. So are you excited?
Very much so. Yeah, I'm ready, so that's a good thing.
So how long have you been involved with banking? What kind of years are we talking about here?
I started in 1979. So, you know, it'll be 43 years here shortly, and started at Citizens Bank 4, Lyon County, and then I get the privilege of finishing up my career with ESB Financial. So it's been a great ride for me.
Yeah, of course, everybody around here knows you. Laurie was, as she mentioned, involved with banking here in Emporia for many years, and not only involved, you know, with the banking industry and handling mortgage lending, but Laurie was very involved in the Emporia community through the Emporia Chamber of Commerce and various clubs and organizations. If there are fundraisers going on, you know, no doubt saw Laurie around, very involved in the community. And then you moved to Manhattan with ESB Financial, and you start a brand new bank. So how are things now, Laurie? Have things been progressing nicely?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it is so impressive of what we've done up here in the Manhattan Bank. You know, we started with zero deposits, zero loans. It's not like we acquired. And it has just grown leaps and bounds. We've got an excellent team here in Manhattan, a really good market president who's really bringing in a lot of the business. And it's just been really fun to be a part of something that you get to watch grow with the bank, and of course the city growing too. So it was such a great opportunity that the Wayman family gave me to get to move here to Manhattan, which everybody knows I bleed purple. So this was the ideal spot for me to come to.
Well, after 43 years, we're happy for you, Laurie, and I want to thank you for all you've done. I believe there will be a little retirement gathering for Laurie at the Manhattan Bank coming up on April 22nd. That's a week from this Friday, from 3 until 5. So if you'd like to make the trip, So look,
remember, Ron, just remember the highway between Council Grove and Alta Vista is closed. So you're going to have to be creative and come up like 99. Turnpike or something to come in. So, but I would love to see a lot of people from Emporia up here on the 22nd.
So what are plans for retirement, Laurie?
Oh, you know me, I'll stay active in the community with Chamber and a couple of other organizations, Beach Museum Board, Hospice Board. I'm going to do some traveling. I've got a sister from lives back east that's going to be driving here for the party, and we're going to drive back together to Maryland. So just, you know, the typical Laree stuff that she loves to do here.
Well, we hope you enjoy it, and we want to thank you for all you've done. As I mentioned, you know, you're always very involved here, and we appreciate you and congratulate you on 40-plus years, and sounds like you're going to enjoy retirement, Laree.
That I am, and I've really enjoyed all the years you and I've got to have the opportunity to visit with each other on the radio.
Laree, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye, Rob.
All right, good to talk to you. Laree Shelp, Emporia State Bank, ESB Financial in Manhattan. Laree retiring after 43 years. And a retirement gathering in Manhattan at ESB's bank there from 3 until 5 on April the 22nd. Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 7:45, 43 degrees. Good morning.
Don't miss a weekend of exciting Emporia State baseball and softball at the Trussler Sports Complex. The ESU baseball team welcomes Washburn for the Turnpike Tussle.